Sunlight slivered through the blinds. Nenea Mitchell stretched, breathing in the sweet outside smells of ginger and plumeria, and the savory inside smells of breakfast. Sausage! Melee thumped her tail in anticipation. "Good morning, you silly poi dog," Nenea said, giving Melee a pat. She hopped out of bed and turned the wall calendar from October to November 1941. It was Saturday, so Nenea dressed for hula lessons, putting on a sleeveless blouse and a pair of shorts. Her 15-year-old sister, Mary Lou, yawned, loosening her braids as she slid out of her bed across the room. She walked to the vanity, shaking her dark waves over her shoulders, and clicked on her little Admiral radio. "Your hair looks nice," Nenea said. Mary Lou picked up her hairbrush and turned to Nenea. "Let me fix yours." "It's fine," Nenea leaped out of reach. "Alice Nenea Mitchell," Mary Lou scolded, using Nenea's full name. "Sometimes you are so childish." "Not today." Nenea picked up her eke hula, a basket for carrying costumes and implements. "See, I'm all ready for hula class." Nenea had both sets of wooden dancing sticks. The kala'au were the size of a ruler. When she hit them together, they made a tick-tick sound, like the big clock in her third-grade classroom. The longer pu'ili made a happy noise that reminded Nenea of the cash register at Pono's Market, her grandparents' store. That reminded her of something else. "Why can't I go to work with you after class today?" she asked. "Tutu says I'm a big help." "Tutu spoils you," Mary Lou answered, fluffing her hair, "because you're the baby of the family." Nenea knew that their grandmother did not spoil her and that she was not a baby. But before she could say anything to Mary Lou, their brother David ducked his head into the girl's bedroom, sending in a wave of Old Spice aftershave. Nenea noticed the ukulele case in his hand. "You playing today?" she asked. 17-year-old David worked as a bellboy at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, but sometimes he filled in when one of the musicians was sick. Or surfing. "Maybe," he said. "I'm a Boy Scout. I'm always prepared." When her big brother smiled, Nenea thought he was as handsome as any movie star. "Breakfast is ready. Come on." The girls followed him to the kitchen. "Good morning," Nenea said, kissing Papa's cheek. His hair was wet from the shower.
"More like good night for me," Papa replied.
He worked the graveyard shift, so he went to bed after breakfast, which was really his dinner.
"Do you like my aftershave?" Papa grinned. "Instead of Old Spice, it's Old Fuel."
Nenea had heard that joke a million times, but she laughed anyway. Nothing washed away the smell of oil that Papa got from working as a welder at the Pearl Harbor shipyard. There were so many ships, and planes too, at Hickam Field next to the shipyard. David said because Pearl Harbor was a big deal in the Pacific, Papa was a big deal in the Pacific. That always made Papa laugh. Nenea turned to her mother.
"Why can't I work at Pona's Market? I'm nearly 10.
Mom tucked a stray lock of hair behind Nenea's ear.
"Don't be in such a hurry to grow up."
"Yeah, monkey," David waved his fork. "Enjoy being a kid as long as you can."
"I would love to be 9 again," Mary Lou said.
"No responsibilities."
Nenea frowned. She had plenty of responsibilities. She took care of Mele and set the table and always turned in her homework on time. But Nenea wanted grown-up responsibilities, like working at the market.
"Is that a storm cloud on someone's face?"
Papa teased Nenea.